My Name is Davy Loustan by Alan Bagnall.
My name is Davy Loustan. I did seal. My name is Davy Loustan. I did seal. Though my men and I were lost, though our very lives 'twould cost, we did seal. We did seal. We did seal.
This story is about a true event. In 1810, a group of men were left on some remote islands to catch seals. But the ship that was meant to pick them up never returned. Davy Loustan was one of those men. We don't know a lot about him. The author has based the story on what we do know, but he has imagined many of the details.
My name is Davy Loustan. New Zealand's oldest folk song is about me. My story is true, and I'll tell it as it happened. I didn't keep a diary because I never learnt to read or write, but this is what I remember. I grew up in the crowded city of London. One evening, while I was walking on the London docks, two men grabbed me. They pulled me onto a whaling ship and locked me in a cabin. There was nothing I could do. They didn't let me out until the ship had left port. The whaling ship sailed to the South Pacific. It was a hard voyage, but I learnt a lot. By the time we arrived in Port Jackson, Sydney Harbour, I knew all about hunting and killing whales. Still, I hated the whaling life. So while we were in Sydney, I crept ashore in the middle of the night and hid until the ship left port again. I was free, but I had no money. What could I do? Then I heard that the captain of the brig Active was looking for sealers. Sealskins and whale oil were worth a lot in those days. Rich people wore sealskin coats to keep warm, and whale oil was used to light street lamps. So I joined the Active, and we set sail for New Zealand.
'Twas in 1810, we set sail. 'Twas in 1810, we set sail. We were left, we gallant men, never more to sail again. For to seal.
Ten of us landed on the rocky shore of the Open Bay Islands off the southwest coast of the South Island. The islands were bare except for a few patches of scrub, and they were surrounded by wild, stormy ocean. They were home for thousands of seals and screeching seabirds.
We were set down in Open Bay, were set down. We were set down in Open Bay, were set down. Upon the 16th day of February, for to seal.
The captain promised he would be back soon with food and other supplies. Then he left for Sydney. The open bay islands were often swept by rain and sleet. There was little protection from the cold and the wind, so we built huts for shelter. They were tiny, with walls of stone and roofs made from tussock grass. Our team worked hard. We killed and skinned 10,000 seals. Every day we kept a lookout for the active, but in vain. We didn't know that the ship had run into a terrible storm and sunk on the way back to Australia.
Our captain, John Bedard, he set sail, he set sail. Yes, for Port Jackson he set sail. I'll return, men, without fail. But she foundered in a gale and went down, and went down, and went down.
We were left on those bleak islands for 3 years and 10 months. Mostly we ate seal meat, but as time went by, we killed most of the seals. It became harder and harder to get enough to eat. Sometimes we ate fern roots, but there weren't many of them, and they tasted terrible. Some of us became very sick.
We cured 10,000 skins for the fur, for the fur. Yes, we cured 10,000 skins for the fur. Brackish water, putrid seal, we did all of us fall ill, for to die, for to die, for to die.
At last, during our fourth summer, we saw a sail on the horizon. We quickly lit a fire and threw some green branches onto it. We were lucky. The sailors on the schooner Governor Bligh saw the smoke and we were rescued. We would not die on those terrible islands after all. The Governor Bligh took us back to Sydney. We had been gone so long that everyone thought we'd died. Suddenly, our story was in the newspapers, and we were famous. But a lot of people in Sydney were like me. They had come from the slums of London, and they couldn't read. They relied on the town crier for their news. The town crier was a man with a loud, booming voice. He walked the streets, ringing a bell and shouting out the latest stories. Hear ye, hear ye, sealing party returns from the dead. The town crier made our story into a kind of chant. An American whaling ship was docked at the wharf, and the crew heard the town crier's chant. They liked it so much that they began to sing it to the tune of a popular song. They changed my name from Lowryston to Lowston to make it fit better. They also said that some of us died. It wasn't true, but it made a better story. Those American whalers spread the song all around the Pacific. When I heard that it had arrived in New Zealand, I knew our story would be remembered long after we had gone.
Come all ye lads who sail upon the sea, sail the sea. Come all ye lads who sail upon the sea. Though the schooner Governor Bligh took on some who did not die, never sail, never sail, never sail.
Davy Loustan, the song. The song Davy Loustan has been recorded by many singers and musicians. You can listen to it on the audio version of this text at www.schooljournal.tki.org.nz. Perhaps you could learn it. Then Davy Loustan will be sung by yet another generation of New Zealanders, 200 years after it all happened. Glossary. Brig, a sailing ship with two masts. Schooner, a sailing ship with the tallest mast at the back.
Though my men and I were lost, though our very lives 'twould cost, we did sail, we did sail.